Gowie, how are you? Where are you?
Yeah, morning, fellas. I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina, on my way home. So, yeah, I'll be home Friday morning and can't wait.
How was the President's Cup?
Yeah, it was good. It was interesting. You know, the Americans were just way better of a team, but definitely the Nationals put up a damn good fight, that's for sure. And it was interesting, you know, not to have the Ken Smiths and Mark Leishmans and Louis Oosthuizens in the team, but all in all, I think they did a pretty good job. But, you know, they're going to have to change that format because it doesn't look like the Internationals have got any show at all. It's just the Americans are just dominating. And, you know, I don't see any more American players going over to the LIV Tour. So they're going to be strong for the next few years, that's for sure.
Gary, speaking of the LIV Tour, have they done a broadcasting deal yet with somebody?
Yeah, this is an interesting one, Clarkie. It's they couldn't get a deal done where the broadcaster would pay them for all the content. They've actually just had to pay Fox Sports US to actually have it on cable TV over here. So it only broke yesterday that they're doing a deal with Fox Sports over here. And let's wait and see what comes of it. But that's a first in sports. They're going to have to, I guess, show them that they've got a real good product and that that everybody wants to watch. But, you know, just being amongst the, you know, different people over here, you know, in the last week in Charlotte is, you know, there's not a lot of big fans here of the LIV Tour, that's for sure.
What have we got this week? The Sanderson's Farm Championship. Have you got a tip for us in that?
Yeah, there's not much doing this week. They've actually got the Dunhill Links on over in the UK. Mm. We've got a bunch of Aussies playing in that. But I like Denny McCarthy this week. He's had two top 10s here, a top 20. I don't know what odds he's at. He could be at any old odds. I couldn't get him up.
26.
For some reason I was being 26 bucks. Yeah, he's coming into some good form. And Hendrik Norlander, who I've actually tipped before, he's coming off a couple of top 10, top fours, actually. But he's the player in form, definitely. We've only got one Aussie in the field, which is Harrison Endicott. So it'll be interesting to see how the young fella plays. But pretty weak field to start the season, that's for sure.
Are you nervous about Sunday or more excited and you're confident about the Eels, Gowie?
Oh, yeah, I'm excited because I bought tickets last week just in the hope they may get to the grand final. So that'll be exciting, that's for sure. And you know better than me, Loz. You know, I'm just a fan sitting at the side just hoping. We've been waiting a long time for this to happen. So I've got the whole family going out. It should be a cracking day.
No, outstanding, the whole family.
Yeah. Oh, I think it'll be a great grand final. I really do. I think it'll be tight. I think Penrith are obviously deserving favourites and, you know, they could go down as one of the really great NRL teams if they can win this grand final on Sunday. But Parramatta, you know, 36 years of waiting for a grand final victory. They've been there a couple of times. Great opportunity on Sunday to you know, win and erase the memories of those couple of grand finals that they lost, but I don't think there'll be much in it. I think there's some wonderful matchups all across the paddock, and I'm just hoping for a really good game.
Well, I've had Benji Marshall with me all week over here, and I've chewed his ear off on all the plays and all the players. I've gone through all the players, and he gives Parra a chance.
How's Benji feeling about the Tigers' job?
Yeah, good, actually. I've grilled him about that too, and at what he's going to do and how he's going to do it, how he's going to transition from being a player to all of a sudden be a coach when it's not about you anymore. It's about the team and the players and everybody around you. But as we know, he's full of confidence. He plays golf a similar way. That we got into an argument on the golf course because he had his ambitions mixed up with his ability on what type of shot he could hit. So I was trying to teach him how to play golf strategically, but he hasn't got that in him. I said, you better get that in your coaching because you haven't got it on the golf course. So
that's how he played.
A couple of days in it, actually. Oh, he just loves to hit the ball so far. It's ridiculous. But sometimes it goes in the water. Actually, 80% of the time it goes in the water.
Gary, tell us, just on the President's Cup, curious, what was Justin Thomas having a sook about?
Oh, about Siwoo Kim, because Siwoo gave it the big, you know, quiet, please, you know, because he'd hold a couple of putts and he was pretty pumped up, Siwoo Kim, because they put him out first to upset Justin Thomas, because it doesn't take much to upset him. So they sent him out first, and if Siwoo Kim could actually get the ball rolling and that's what he was there to do, was try to upset him. And he did a great job because he won his match. So, but the interesting bit, when they had the after party, all the Americans come back to the International's hotel and party to them at all hours in the morning. And I think everything was forgotten after that.
Well, Gowie, safe travels home. And you and the family have a great day on Sunday there at Homebush.
Thanks, fellas.